In one of his most compelling utterances, Oscar Wilde quipped, quote, "Experience is the name everyone gives to their youthful mistakes," unquote. If ever this nation was in need of helpful advice from practiced elderly statespersons, now is that time. Trouble is, most of those available to give it have morphed into politically posthumous prime and are only allowed into the limelight to add cachet at ceremonial events, or as younger miscreants who committed irreparable political havoc are now frenziedly refurbishing history to justify their prior misconduct as necessary evil. For such unseemly projects, they form tandem arrangements with ghostwriters, eager to glean money and merit from the commercial media, which has scant scruple about manipulating inexpert voter opinion. The endgame effect of such shenanigans is a travesty in trust for those who need it most, the voters, whose voices are the most persuasive vehicles for change when public policy hunts vital options between peace and war, economic vigor and regressive recession. There are elders of good conscience and genuine experience, forged in past predicaments that toughen their persistence and firmness of purpose in behalf of their fellow citizens. They could and should be called upon now to help separate the ethical wheat of necessity from the churlish chaff of political pollution that has turned too many of those we chose to speak and act for our best interests into shoddy opportunists or stubborn, selfish insubordinates. In either case, they portend painful consequences for our national future. If not now forced by public pressure to desist or depart, by a legion of astute elders who, like Ben Franklin, learned through hardship that, quote, "reckless youth makes for rueful age," unquote.